All right, guys, today I want to talk about the three types of men that I don't respect, and neither should you. Okay, this, let me know if I'm wrong, but the nice ghosters, the ones who basically said, listen, this ain't gonna be it. But instead of literally fully ghosting you or literally letting you know what's up, there's just like one word fucking answers every single fucking time. Like, be man enough and have enough balls to let a girl know what's going on. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? Okay. I don't understand. But this is making me so upset. Gosh. Okay. The second type of guy that I do not respect are the ones that use you just to throw you away. I think we've all had an experience like this once, and it sucks. This literally kind of takes a hit in your self-worth, but you have to always remember that you're not the problem, and it wasn't anything personal, honestly speaking. It was probably just sex to them. And as girls, we tend to catch feelings for men we've got a little physical with. I wish that wasn't the case, right? But it is. And so this is something that we really gotta be aware of. You be thinking, oh, yeah, this is a friend of benefits, we're gonna stay friends, da da da. Nope. That nigga kicked you out the minute. The minute you saw stars in the sky, okay? It ain't right. But it is what it is. We have to be very careful, and we have to remember what to look out for with these type of men. Usually they always tell us what they're about in the very beginning of the relationship, and we either tend to overlook what they're saying, thinking that we can change them when we know we can't. And trying to make excuses for them when really there's no excuses for the ways that they have been treating you. You deserve someone who will always put you as a priority, no matter what. So once you realize that you're no longer a priority to them, distance them, cut them off, block them, do what you gotta do for your own peace of mind, because the man who wants you will always make you a priority. The third type of guy, and I feel like we all know that we should not be respecting these guys, but we also tend to stay in a relationship with them, and these are the abusive men. And I'm not speaking just about the physical. I'm talking about the ones who abuse you verbally and emotionally. These are the worst types of men. We don't like them. I don't like them. You don't like them. Boom, they weren't raised right. You know what I mean? They have their own issues that they're dealing with internally. And the best thing we can do when we start realizing, oh my God, he's poking at my self-worth. He's doing this. He's making me feel more negative about myself. He's becoming controlling. Girl, walk away. It's always harder to say that than to do it. But there comes a point when we all know when we're in that relationship where we're like, oh shit, how can I get out of this? Do not let your fear of being alone and possibly never finding someone else be the cause of why you're staying in a relationship that is detrimental for your mental, your physical, and your spiritual state, because those types of relationships, that what they do is they break us, they break us, they break us until we literally have nothing left to give and we have to build ourselves up. So I think that this is very important, that the first signs we see of some form of abuse, and it starts small, guys. I'm going to give you these signs in the next episode. It starts small, but this is the most important one of dudes that we just shouldn't respect we shouldn't deal with, and we shouldn't aim to fix because they cannot be fixed. We cannot fix something that is broken. There's always going to be cracks, and you don't want to be part of the crack, okay? You don't want to have to fit yourself and be the super glue. No one wants to be a super glue, okay? You want to be able to pour coffee and drink. That's what you want to be able to do. So I will tell you the warning signs to look after, to look over in the next episode. But please take this into consideration. So what are the three dudes? The friendly ghost, the fuck you, grow some balls, let us know what's going on. Okay. The one who uses you and throws you away. We're not trash. We're fucking treasure. Polish ourselves. Thanks. And then the third most important one is the ones that are abusive, verbally, emotionally, or physically. And I will give you these signs the next episode. Thank you guys for listening. Love yous.